Oh boy, I was raised in this. My father was a big gardener. My grandparents were gardeners. My mom's also got a horticulture degree. So this is something I was brought up doing.
Was the Bartram name one you were familiar with long before you went into this line of work?
Long before, because of course we tried to grow the Franklinia in our garden and we did not succeed.
Oh, really? Is it difficult?
It is difficult in its early years, and that's not uncommon. So don't feel bad if you try to grow one and you don't succeed. Keep trying. It's finding that right spot, that organically rich, moist soil and dappled light. That's what it needs.
How have you gone about guiding the Atlanta History Center visitor through the woods here?
This is a fairly large space. It's about 3 acres. We decided to choose 10 plants. It felt like about the right amount to cover to show some of the different types of plants that they described in their journals. So this is the Franklinia alatamaha, which was found on the banks of the Altamaha River here in Georgia, first by John and William Bartram back in 1765. They named it after a good friend of John Bartram, Benjamin Franklin.
So they gave it
Benjamin Franklin. So they gave it Franklinia as the genus name, and alatamaha as the species name, which is just a slightly different pronunciation and spelling of the Altamaha River where it was found. And it's never been seen anywhere else in the world, only in this one site. And it's gone now. It's extinct in the wild. So places like this that preserve this specimen are important.
What else is in this particular area?
This is sassafras albitum, which is known as sassafras. And it is famous for having mitten-shaped leaves. So either a right-handed mitten with the thumb sticking out, or the left-handed, or like this one with the three lobes.
It looks like two thumbs.
It does. But if you tear it up a little bit, you can get the fragrance from the sassafras. And it's one of the plants that was sent back to England to John Bartram's sponsor. And he wrote back in a letter and asked him, has anyone ever tried to distill a liquid from it? It smells great. It would probably make a really nice drink. And I like to tell people, you know, he was really on the right track, but he just had the wrong end of the stick. It wasn't the flowers, but rather the roots that gave root beer its flavoring originally.
Oh, and I've always heard of sassafras tea.
Absolutely, yes.
Taking care of the gardens here at the Atlanta History Center day in and day out, how special is it to, with this Bartram exhibit, be able to tie things that are on display inside the building to what you tend to out here all the time?
Well, this is really key to us in the gardens area. We want to collaborate more and demonstrate more on the outside what we have on the inside. With the Bartram exhibit, we're able to actually bring these plants to life that are in the artworks inside, and we hope to continue to do more of these things.
So what else do you have for us?
Well, there are a number of things here to see, but I think I would like to point out the oak leaf hydrangea next, which is a plant that William Bartram named Hydrangea cordifolia.
Now, this is one plant, I have to say, with which I am quite familiar.
Yes.
My maternal grandmother was a great lover of oak leaf hydrangeas, and I'm actually growing little cuttings from hers that she had planted in South Alabama. However, I have to say my knowledge stops about right there.
Oh, I love that story. It's great having passed along plants like that from family members. The oak leaf hydrangea is one of my all-time favorite shrubs. It's very ornamental the whole year. It has incredible new spring growth right now that's showing these felty undersides of the leaves that are emerging. And the leaves, the reason it's called oak leaf hydrangeas, because it is in the same shape of many of our oaks. And that's why William Bartram named it for that reason.
So it was just before the signing of the Declaration of Independence that he identified this plant. I'm struck by the fact that, you know, in the scheme of things, it wasn't too terribly long ago that Western man was discovering this for the very first time.
Oh, absolutely. And it's one of the great, exciting parts of doing an outdoor component to this exhibit is we get a chance to highlight these plants that we walk past every day and don't really think twice about and say, this is a plant that was really important. All of a sudden it was discovered and it had all these other uses and these wildlife rely on them some of these plants you might look at and consider kind of weedy, but yet they were medicinal plants and a source of food. And this is a chance for us to explain that.